Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Town,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Welcome back to DVC Newscast. This is Shannon, and joining me today, we got Pete.
How's it going, Shannon?
Going pretty good. We are on episode 7. Can you believe it?
It's hard to believe. I know. This is great. We've been going for a couple months now.
Yeah, and I think it's consistently been about every 2 weeks where there's enough news to put out an episode. So I know we had said originally that it wasn't necessarily going to have a set schedule, but I think every 2 weeks is looking like it's going to be our schedule. So we'll see.
Yep.
So do you have any plans coming up?
Well, we have a little vacation going next week, but not to Disney, unfortunately. But we did just make our ADRs for October. So we've got some good ones. We're going to eat at Le Cellier for the first time since it became a signature restaurant. I think we're also going to try Topolino's. So I'm excited about that.
Now, Topolino's for dinner or for breakfast?
For dinner.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's just my wife and I. I don't really need to pay extra to see characters.
So you are planning your October trip, and we just officially canceled our October trip. I know I talked about it, but we officially pulled the trigger and canceled this week, which was a little sad, so wah wah.
Yeah, that was just going to be a quick one, right, though? Just a couple nights?
It was 4 nights, which is, we do a long trip in December, but our trips are usually 3 to 4 nights, but that was for Moonlight Magic and for the Halloween party, which both aren't happening. So it didn't really make sense to go at this point, but yeah, a little sad.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the news, and because that is why people are listening. But before we do, let's go ahead and thank our sponsors, the DVC Rental Store. They have amazing deals right now. So if you are looking to go to Walt Disney World and you want to rent points or a reservation, they have so many confirmed reservations and some really hard to get ones. And if you can go last minute, you can get an amazing deal. So definitely take a look at our sponsor, DVC Rental Store. Hopefully you can get a good bargain.
Yeah, I've been looking myself just because I'm always watching the availability and looking out right now about 6 weeks, and there is a lot of availability, even if there isn't a specific pre-booked room that you are interested in. If there's points available and you can do a trip on fairly short notice, there's a lot of resorts available at now's
the time
to do
it. There's so many people, like so many UK DVC owners that have reservations, want to come, but they can't because they can't get here. Unfortunately, their loss could be your gain. So check out our sponsor. But with that, we will go into, and we're going to do something a little different this time. We are going to start with a rumor. It's a big rumor, and it's all over the internet, all over Facebook. And that is that the point minimum for membership extras may be increasing to 125 points soon. This is from DVCnews.com. According to rumors, new owners who wish to have access to the full slate of Disney Vacation Club perks and benefits will soon have to own a larger number of points purchased direct from DVC. Multiple sources indicate that Disney Vacation Club plans to raise the number of direct purchase points required in order to receive access to membership extras. Currently, owners must have at least 100 points purchased direct from DVC in order to access a variety of benefits, including the after-hours Moonlight Magic events and annual pass discounts, dining discounts, and more. DVC is reportedly planning to increase this to 125 points in the coming weeks. So I have my thoughts, but I will let you lead.
Well, it both surprises me and doesn't surprise me because they've done this twice in the last 2 years. The minimum not too long ago was 50 points, and they raised it to 75, and then they raised it to 100 last October, I think it was.
And actually, so, I think they raised it from 25. I think they skipped 50. I think they went from 25 to 75, then to 100.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It's just, I don't completely understand it. To me, it's to drive larger contracts. I would think there's possibly a short-term thing they're trying to do, which is to drive people to buy their points right away. But I think now that it's already 100 points, is someone really going to go, well, I was going to buy 100 and I don't want to buy 125. So they might get a little bit of a sales boost from it, but I don't think it's so much that. I think it's more of a longer term thought that they're trying to overall drive larger contracts. It's interesting to me because for those that know their DVC history, in the very early days, the contract's minimum was somewhere around 150. It might have been 140 or 150, but back when the very first Old Key West opened, there was a pretty high minimum. After not too long, they lowered that. This is unusual to see it go this high. I can see they're trying to probably get people to buy bigger contracts. I think people can still buy a contract that's smaller than 125, even as a new member. They just won't have access to the benefits.
I think as a new member, you have to buy 100.
I think so, yeah.
I think if this gets raised, that will be the new minimum for a new member will be 100. I mean, 125. I think that they can't raise the minimum to get benefits and have the minimum just to buy in be less. That's just speculation on my part. But I think I do think this is a longer term. I think if you compare the points charts with Old Key West and with Riviera, very different. It's a lot more points to stay at Riviera. And if somebody buys 100 points, well, they're pretty much locked in to a standard studio or a tower studio if they want to stay any length of time. Right. And you're going to have everybody fighting for those. And I think that's probably one of the reasons is that they want people to buy bigger contracts that are going to stay in the other accommodations and the larger accommodations, because then you have everybody fighting for the studios. And I also think they're also going to start buying resale and pushing that resale market. And we talked about this on our last episode. They're buying back contracts. Maybe they're going to start pushing resale and offering more incentives to buy resale direct. We don't know, but that could be. The timing, though, for this is really odd.
Yeah,
the rumor date is September 18th. So that makes sense from a fiscal year, because their fiscal year starts on October 1st. So they could be trying to do a last push before the fiscal year ends. However, there pretty much isn't any membership extras right now. So
right.
Pool hopping is gone. So pool hopping is something that all members can do. Pool hopping is gone. Top of the World is closed. So you can't buy tables in Wonderland because they're not offering it. You can't buy an annual pass because it's not being sold. And they've canceled all Moonlight Magics for the rest of 2020. Now, we don't know what 2021 is, but if I'm looking to buy, I could see, wow, there was all these Moonlight Magics going to happen in 2020, and they all got canceled, even the ones that were set to happen after the parks reopened. I think maybe the 10% discount that you get at some places, some merchandise, that's it. That's really all the membership perks that are being offered right now.
Yeah, and you think of the sheer amount of money you would have to spend to make up that difference in 10% discounts.
Right.
But exactly. Yeah, there's very little perks. I'm of the opinion that the only, at least from living out of state, the only perk that's worth anything is the gold annual pass, which is a pretty big savings. And if you got a family of four or more, you can save $1,000 a year, assuming you use it. The rest of the perks, I mean, a 10% discount, there's other ways to track down a 10% discount. In addition to that, Moonlight Magic, it's a nice perk, but in my opinion, it's not worth the difference between resale and direct. You're talking thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. Well, even for us, we live 3.5 hours away. It's difficult to go to sometimes because they are during the week. We had planned to go to four this year. We ended up at none. So we had to do some planning. And sometimes it's not as easy to do. Hopefully something will happen in the future. Maybe they'll pick up or they'll have something else. But I think if they're going to raise this, they need to raise the perks and start offering perks again before they raise the minimum, saying, here, you want this blue card. Because right now it's like, why do I want it? I am a direct member. Are you a direct member?
Technically, I'm not a direct member, but I have resale from before they took away the membership. So I do have a blue card.
So you have a blue card. You have a blue card. Well, that's all that matters. Yes.
Yep.
That's all that matters. For me, I have both a resale contract and a direct contract. We did do the add-on when it was only a 25-point minimum. I wanted that blue card. I wanted to be a blue card member. The gold pass didn't affect us because we're Florida residents, so we could buy the gold pass. So really the only thing that I bought it for was the access to the Moonlight Magic, because I didn't want there to be a party that I couldn't go to.
But at 25 points and maybe even at 75 points, that could be worth it. But 100 points, 125 points. I mean, you got to look at the numbers and you go, well, wait a second. I mean, I did the calculations for an Animal Kingdom contract, 100 point Animal Kingdom contract, and it's like $9,000 or $10,000 difference buying direct versus buying resale. And you got to go to a lot of Moonlight Magics for $10,000.
That's a lot of Mickey bars. That's a lot of free Mickey bars, right? Yeah, I agree. I don't think I would have done more than 50 points direct just for the card. Yeah. Now, there may be a point in the future, especially with the Disneyland resort, that I would buy direct. But right now, like, I would not have bought more than 50 points direct just for the blue card.
I was even thinking to get my daughter on a blue card contract, because we're thinking also of buying the Disneyland resort. I was considering the 100 points because I was debating between somewhere between 50 and 100 points. But now that they raised that, I'm definitely not buying 125. So it's probably between 50 and 75 now. They lost 25 point sale right there. But I mean, that's not that big a deal. I don't know. The strategy seems weird to me.
Well, it is a rumor. I think time will tell. We'll start to hear. They usually make an announcement 2 weeks before these become effective.
Yeah, it's a rumor, but it's like coming from DVC cast members.
Maybe they put it out there to feel how the community felt about it, and they'll take it away. I don't think so.
and Shannon, to clarify what we said earlier, I just looked this up while we were talking. Copper Creek and Riviera and Alani, it's a 100-point minimum buy-in, but the older resorts are actually a 50-point minimum buy-in right now. So you can buy in at 50 points and not have the blue card membership.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So our next story, and this one hits home because I am a Saratoga Springs owner. So Disney has been sued by Saratoga Springs contractor. And this, again, is also from dvcnews.com. The Orlando-based construction company originally hired to renovate Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa has sued Disney Vacation Club Management for breach of contract and negligent misrepresentation. Validus Construction Services has filed suit against Disney after being dismissed as contractor on the 2019 Saratoga Springs renovation project. A story in the Orlando Sentinel details the allegations against Disney. Trouble reportedly began when Validus crews discovered fire code violations, which dated back to the building's original construction in 2004. Rectifying these issues reportedly increased the cost and duration of the project, creating friction between Validus and Disney executives. Disney is also accused of making a variety of mistakes during the refurbishment, including purchasing the wrong model refrigerators and light fixtures, which did not arrive on time. Meanwhile, Disney project manager John Gavin is accused of harassing Validus owner Nicole Wickens both verbally and via text message. According to the suit, all 18 buildings at Saratoga Springs were due to be completed between April 2019 and November 2020. By December 2019, only the four buildings in Saratoga Springs Congress Park section had been completed. In late December, guests at Saratoga Springs and Disney's Riviera Resort were ordered not to use the new pull-down beds after reports of the beds coming detached from the wall. The problem was seemingly rectified several days later. Three buildings in the Springs were in the midst of renovations when the project was interrupted in March 2020 due to COVID-19. According to the Sentinel report, Disney met with Validus execs on March 11th to request that all current projects be completed by April 11th, at which time the contract would be terminated. Instead, COVID-19 forced the work to end as of March 17th. Disney has since hired one of Validus's former subcontractors to complete the project at a cost of $13 million higher than the original $48 million deal. And that was a lot to read, but I felt it was important because there was so much content in there. And it answered a big question for me, why the construction of the refurbishment halted during the shutdown, because we know that construction was considered essential and could have continued during the shutdown. And that was the big question on message boards, was why did they stop? Well, this answers that question. It wasn't necessarily due to COVID-19. It was because they were firing the contractor and they were going to be hiring a new one.
It's hard to tell because I think the story is from the point of view of the lawsuit from the contractor.
Correct.
So we don't really know Disney's side of it. It's a little disturbing that There's fire code violations that Disney doesn't seem to really want to talk about.
Right.
Because that would say that the unrenovated buildings still have them.
Right.
I guess the biggest concern is the extra cost, right? As a owner at
Saratoga Springs, that was the first thing I saw was, what is this? Is this going to increase our dues?
You kind of chip in every year to a pool for these renovations, right? They only happen every 7 years, but they don't charge you an extra amount every 7 years. They're constantly charging. It occurred to me, $13 million higher, it sounds like a lot of money, but there are 14 million points at Saratoga Springs. It's the largest resort out there by almost double. That's about a little less than a dollar per point.
So I have 275 points, so roughly $275
more, but but if you think about it over 7 years,
right,
then so could this result in, you know, 15-cent increase, maybe something like that? But I don't think it would be noticeable particularly.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah,
but I think there's really not much to say on this. I think we'll see what happens with the lawsuit. We were booked in Saratoga in a standard one bedroom for December when the refurbishment got halted. I had to make the choice. Do I pay more points for a preferred because I really wanted a renovated room, or do we move? And we were able to move, and we still haven't stayed at Saratoga. I knew I would be unhappy in an unrenovated room, knowing that there were renovated rooms there, and they're so well done, and the other rooms are just not in the best shape.
Right.
So we moved at 7 months and we're able to. It'll be interesting where this ends up. And I hope Disney's on the right, because I don't want to spend any more money as an owner.
what's too bad is out of this information is that it doesn't really tell you when the renovation is going to be complete now, because it does mention it was supposed to be done November 2020, but I'm sure that's not the case. I assume it's restarted.
It has restarted. Yeah. They started back in the Springs, and I would think that the Springs is almost done, because they were almost done with the Springs. So I think if you do want a renovated room, book in the preferred section.
Right. Yeah.
And because the standard right now, it's going to be, I would say, could be November 2021.
Yeah. I think it could add almost a year, because if there's additional work that needs to be done, it's probably going to be longer.
Okay. Well, we'll move on. We'll move on to some happier stuff. So the Polynesian's Tambu Lounge reopens. So Disney Vacation Club members have another option for food and drinks when visiting Disney's Polynesian villas and bungalows. On Sunday, August 16th, Tambu Lounge reopened following its COVID-19 closure. The food menu includes new items, including a California roll, island flatbread, Big Kahuna's hot wings, and barbecue pork ribs. A wide variety of specialty cocktails is also available. The complete menu can be found on Disney's website. Food is currently served between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. daily. Stools have been removed from the bar area and tables spaced appropriately. Social distancing markers are now present to help manage waiting patrons. So
you got to remind me, Tambu Lounge, is that on the second floor where Ohana is?
I think that's the one right outside Ohana. Yeah. I have a toddler. We don't visit the bars very often.
Yeah. I visit the bars a lot, but I haven't visited that one, because they also have Trader Sam's there. That's my go-to. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the one that's outside Ohana.
Yeah. And, so Ohana and Trader Sam's are still closed.
Yeah.
The Polynesian Resort is set to reopen October 4th. So I think with that reopening, we could see some other things opening up as well.
I would think that Ohana would try to reopen. I mean, it isn't a buffet. It's an all-you-can-eat, but it's a table served at your table. So they could reopen.
I think Ohana could open.
Yeah. But we'll see what happens come October.
Right. But it's a great time. I think Polynesian, both pools are open, and you only have the villas open right now. So it's probably one of the best resorts to visit right now, because especially if you're doing a staycation, because you have both pools open and very little people there.
Yeah.
So, and they have Captain Cook's is open. There's some decent food options at Polynesian right now.
Pretty good. So,
yeah, I think it's one of the best quick services. So, but great. If you have a trip to Polynesian coming up soon, just another option for you while you're there. If something opens, something must close. And that is Beach Club Marketplace to close for a month long refurbishment. With little advance notice, the quick service dining venue at Disney's Beach Club Villas will soon close for upgrades. Beach Club Marketplace is set to close August 23rd to facilitate updates to the facility. Changes will include an updated store layout, mobile ordering, and new beverage island. Grab-and-go food items will be temporarily offered at the beach club's nearby solarium, and beverage mug refills will be available at Hurricane Hannah's Pool Bar and the market at Ale and Compass, located at the adjoining Disney's Yacht Club Resort. Beach Club Marketplace is scheduled to reopen sometime in late September. So this was a surprise. I was there last month and there was no indication that this was going to be closing anytime soon for refurbishment. Yeah, I could see why.
Yeah.
Because they had done some temporary fixes to do the social distancing, especially with the mug refills and the grab and go. But I could see why this renovation needs to be done.
Well, especially with the limited number of eateries that are available right now there, it would probably be nice to have a little bit better of a selection there. From this, it's clearly not going to be a major refurbishment. I mean, it's only going to be for a month, but they definitely could potentially offer a little better selection coming out of that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, for breakfast, though, if someone is like me, breakfast includes eggs and bacon, because that's what a breakfast includes to me.
Yep.
This is going to limit them. You can't really grab and go eggs and bacon. I've never been at the Ale and Compass quick service, but your breakfast offerings may be limited because there's really not anything else being offered for breakfast at the beach club. Just something to consider if you're going in the next 6 weeks, that could be an issue. However,
yeah, there's some good news buried in this article if anyone caught it.
Yes, we have some good news and we're going to end on a high note. And that is that Stormalong Bay is going to be reopening August 24th.
Hooray.
Yay. Not a time for my trip, but still happy for everybody else that's going to be going.
Yeah.
When the Disney Vacation Club resorts reopened back in June, many resort amenities and restaurants were made available to guests. One of the noteworthy omissions was Stormalong Bay at the Yacht and Beach Club resorts, which has remained closed. Word has now come down that Stormalong Bay will make its post-COVID debut on August 24th, 2020. Yacht Club is also set to reopen to cash guests on August 24th. There's currently no reopening date for the rest of the Beach Club resort. I think this makes the Yacht Club the best deluxe resort to visit right now in this environment. Once it reopens, I think it's the number one deluxe resort, excluding DVC resorts. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Stormalong Bay is definitely a highlight of the entire Disney hotel system. What's great about this for DVC members that are staying there is that not only is it reopening, but it probably will be very uncrowded, because
that's my thought too.
Even with Yacht Club opening, I'm sure it will not be sold out. You have Beach Club still closed. It will have a limited number of people at the resort, at least more limited than normal. That'll be awesome for those staying there.
I agree. I think it was interesting because as soon as this was announced, the availability at Beach Club quickly disappeared.
I imagine it did.
Because I was like, I'm curious, because I had kind of been looking and there was a lot of availability, which is not something you see in fall. And that availability quickly disappeared. So I think this is great news. I think it was necessary. I personally was shocked because I asked every single cast member I could if they thought it was going to be opening August 24th. And not one person told me yes. And actually one person said she didn't think it was going to be opening anytime soon. For them to announce that it was reopening on August 24th was a surprise to me. I'm very happy.
Now, it's quite possible they may not open the whole facility, but at least even if it's just the main portion of the pool, that's still a pretty good pool.
And I think they need a drive for Yacht Club because the people aren't coming. Some people are coming for staycations and they need something to drive people there. And yes, it's a walking distance between Disney's Hollywood Studios and Epcot, but so are three other four resorts, if you include Swan and Dolphin. So they needed a drive, and I think they needed to open that to drive people to that resort. And I hope it works. We just got word this past week that Universal is actually closing two resorts that they have reopened. They are actually closing them. So that was a shock. And we have already seen Disney push the dates back or cancel reopenings for some of their resort. I think they needed to do this to drive people to book at Yacht Club.
I'm excited to hear more things reopen. I mean, I like hearing other restaurants reopening. Anything that opens is a good thing.
I agree. I agree, especially for in time for your trip.
Yeah.
More bars. And jelly rolls.
Jelly rolls. Yeah, we need jelly rolls to reopen. That would be a big deal to us, but I'm not holding my breath.
Right, exactly. So, well, with that, we will call it an episode. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we will see you real soon.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.